Title: Widen a Raga Cut with Jungle Swing in Ableton Live 12, Advanced. Alright, let's take a Raga vocal chop that's hitting hard, but feels stuck in the middle of the mix, and turn it into that proper jungle thing. Wide, alive, moving but still tight, still rolling, and still mono-safe. The big idea for this lesson is simple. The break dictates the swing. The vocal follows the break, and the width is a layer, not the foundation. By the end, you'll have a production-ready Raga cut rack built entirely with stock Ableton Live 12 devices, a mono anchor for club translation, a side widener that gives you space without phase disasters, and throws you automate like an instrument. Then we'll glue the whole thing into the break with real jungle swing, not generic shuffle. Step 0. Set the environment so it behaves like jungle. Set your tempo somewhere in that 165 to 174 BPM zone. Pick a break loop that already has the feel you want, like an Amen style break, think, or any chopped loop you trust. Put your Raga vocal on its own audio track and name it Raga CUT. Here's the mindset. You're not trying to add swing to a vocal in isolation. You're letting the micro timing of the break pull the vocal into the pocket. Now step 1. Prep the Raga cut for tight timing before you widen anything. Double-click the vocal clip. Turn warp on if it's a phrase or something with movement. If it's a full line with texture, go Complex Pro. If it's short and clean, tones can actually feel tighter for chops. But if it's literally a single stab, sometimes the best move is warp off. Trim it to exactly what you want, then consolidate so the transient is clean. And do this one tiny pro move that saves headaches later. Add a micro fade in, like 1 to 3 milliseconds. Especially if you're going to gate it or chop it hard, that little fade stops clicks without softening the vibe. Step 2. Steal the swing from the break, the right way. Click your break clip. In clip view, extract groove. Then open the groove pool. Find the groove you just extracted and set timing around 70 to 90%. Dart around 80. Add random 5 to 15%. Just enough to feel human. Velocity can be zero if you're working with audio, but if you later slice or trigger chops in simpler, a little velocity groove can add attitude. Now apply that groove to your Raga clip. Don't commit yet. Stay flexible. We're still designing. Teacher note here, jungle swing isn't make everything late. It's micro push-pull that matches the break's internal logic. When you nail this, the vocal starts feeling like it's inside the drum loop, not pasted on top of it. Step 3 is the core build. The wide but mono-safe rack. On the Raga CUT track, drop an audio effect rack and name it Raga Wide Swing Rack. Inside it, create 3 chains. Mono anchor side widener throws. Let's build the mono anchor first, because this is your translation insurance. This is what survives mono club systems, phones, and ugly Bluetooth speakers. On mono anchor, put EQ 8 first. High pass the vocal somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz. Steep slope. Bass owns the lows. If the vocal is harsh, do a small cut around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz, maybe 2 to 4 dB, medium Q. Next, add saturator. Drive a 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Then match the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. If the vocal is inconsistent, add a compressor. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so you don't crush the transient. Release around 60 to 120. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Not a full-on squash. Then add utility and set width to 0%. Yes, mono. This chain is the anchor. Extra coach tip. If your chop is really percussive, you can sneak drum bus before saturation. Keep the drive low, turn transients up just a touch. It's like a transient shaper approach using stock tools, and it helps the consonants cut through the break without needing crazy EQ. Now the side widener chain. This is where people destroy their mix if they get greedy, so we do it controlled. First device. Utility, push width to around 140 to 180%, start at 160. Now add the stock delay device, not echo. Set it to time mode, not sync. Set left time around 12 to 18 milliseconds, right time around 18 to 28 milliseconds. Feedback at 0, dry slash wet 100%, because it's a parallel chain. Then filter the delay. High pass around 250 to 500 Hz and low pass around 7 to 10 kHz. This is huge. Filtering the widened layer stops low-end phase smear and keeps the widening from turning into fizzy top-end wash. Next add EQ 8, switch it to mid-slash-side mode. On the side channel, high pass again around 200 to 400 Hz. Steep, if you want air width. Add a gentle shelf above 6 to 8 kHz, just 1 to 3 dB. On the mid channel, you can do a tiny dip around 3 to 5 kHz if the vocal is fighting the snare crack. Now add auto pan for micro modulation. This is not for obvious autopan. This is for subtle motion. Set amount around 10 to 25%. Rate slow, like 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Shape sign, and phase 180 degrees. That phase setting gives you stereo movement rather than volume tremolo. Then finish the chain with utility and pull the gain down. A lot. Often 8 to 15 dB lower than the mono anchor. You want to feel the width when it's there, and miss it when it's gone, but you don't want to hear a second vocal. Quick reality check I always do here. Mute the side widener and listen to the consonants, like the T, K, and P, against the snare. Then unmute the sides. If the articulation suddenly smears and feels late, that's the Haas delay tricking you. Shorten both delay times by 2 to 6 milliseconds, or lower the side chain level. This is the fake tightness check, and it's the difference between professional width and messy width. Now the throws chain. These are your phrase end hype moments. The mistake is leaving them on all the time. In jungle, throws are special because they're performed. On the throws chain, start with echo. Turn sync on. Choose a timing like 1/8 dotted for that rolling bounce, or 1/4 if you want it more spacious. Feedback 25 to 45%, modulation 2 to 6%, subtle. Noise off for a cleaner modern DNB vibe. Filter it, high pass 300 to 600 Hz, low pass 6 to 9 kHz, dry/wet 100% because, again, it's parallel. Then add hybrid reverb. Plate is a classic jungle sparkle hall if you want bigger space. Decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds to keep the initial word clear. Keep dry/wet in this chain around 20 to 40%. High pass and low pass again so the reverb doesn't muddy the drop. Then add utility. Make it wide, like 160 to 200%, and keep the gain low. You're going to automate it. Optional flavor. If you want that dubplate, sampled off a tape vibe, put redux slightly before the echo and reverb in this throws chain. Just a touch of downsample, maybe 10 to 14 bits. Keep it subtle. It should feel like character, not like you destroyed the vocal. Now step 4. Add jungle swing beyond groove by making the vocal talk to the break. Groove helps placement, but that rolling feel often comes from rhythmic openings and ducking around snare and ghost notes. After the auto effect rack on the ragga track, add a gate. Turn on sidechain. Set auto from to your break track. Now set the gate so the vocal opens with the break hits. Attack fast, like 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Hold 10 to 30. Release 60 to 140, depending on how choppy you want it. Floor can be negative infinity for hard cuts, or maybe minus 12 dB if you want it to breathe instead of disappear. What you're listening for is this. The ragga cut isn't just on the grid. It's breathing with the drum loop. That's the glue. Advanced variation if you want it cleaner. Do a snare shadow duck. Not full gating. Create another auto effect rack after your main rack. Make two bands using chain filters. One chain is low and body, low pass around 2 to 3 kHz. The other chain is crack and presence, band pass roughly 2 to 7 kHz. Put a compressor on only the crack chain, side chain from the break or snare. Now the vocal steps out of the way only where the snare matters. The words still read, but the snare always wins. Another advanced move. Put the swing movement only on the sides. Keep the center stable. That means the mono anchor stays legible while the stereo layer does the dancing. It can sound weirdly expensive when you get right. Step 5. Arrangement moves that scream jungle and ragga. Here's a super usable structure. Pre-drop call. 4 bars before the drop. Heap chop sparse. Mostly mono. Keep width low. Then automate the side widen a chain volume to creep up as tension builds. On the drop, first 8 bars, keep mono anchor strong. Centered, let the break and bass hit, then sprinkle throws at phrase ends, like every 2 or 4 bars. Call and response. Leave holes for the snare. A classic trick is letting the vocal answer after the 2 and 4, or right after the big snare. Don't crowd the snare. In jungle, the snare is law. Then do a 16-bar evolution. Bars 1 to 8, subtle width and smaller throws. Bars 9 to 16, bring in more side layer, one bigger throw, maybe a new chop variation. This prevents loop fatigue. And a great discipline rule. Every 4 bars, allow one throw moment. Every 8 bars, allow one big throw. Everything else stays controlled. Your effects start feeling intentional. One more arrangement gem. Answer the break's ghost notes. Find a tiny ghost hit in the loop and place a short ragga stab that mirrors it. This creates that conversation feeling without adding more drums. Step 6. Phase and mono checks. Do not skip this. Temporarily put utility on your master and set width to 0%. That's your mono check. If the vocal disappears in mono, do these fixes in order. Turn down the side widen again, turn up the mono anchor, raise the side high pass, like from 250 up to 400 hc, shorten the ha's times, reduce the left right difference, like from 12 and 24 down to 10 and 18 milliseconds. Rule to remember, width is a layer, not the foundation. Before we wrap, let's add a quick playable mindset. Treat the side widen a like a send. Map a macro to the side widen a chain volume, and perform it. Jungle width often shows up as an accent, then disappears again so the next accent feels big. Also, don't assume one groove setting works for everything. Make two grooves derived from the same break. One heavier timing for fills, one lighter for main calls. Swap grooves clip by clip so your vocal arrangement breathes. And keep stereo discipline. If your break is already wide up top, don't fight it by making the vocal wide in the same frequency band. Decide who owns what. Maybe the break owns the air width above 8K, and the vocal owns presence width from 3 to 8K. Or flip it, depending on the loop. This prevents that washed out, unfocused top end. Mini practice to lock this in. Pick a 2-bar break and extract groove. Make 4 ragga chops. Put chop on beat 1. Chop E after the snare, slightly late. Chop C as a pickup into bar 2. Chop D as the end of phrase hit.